welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. Our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give our friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Pete Angevine, co-founder and CEO of Little Babies Ice Cream. Welcome, Pete.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, hello. Okay, so it's born and bred right here in the Philadelphia area, your product.
Yes, ma'am.
What makes it unique?
I'd like to think there are a couple different things we got going for us. One is that Little Babies Ice Cream is known for making unique and distinctive flavors that really can't be found anywhere else. So we've got all types of ice cream flavor combinations that nobody else is making. A couple of those that I'll mention are some of the really stranger ones, like Earl Grey Sriracha.
I saw that one.
Or Everything Bagel. Those are some of the really notable ones.
Chipotle chocolate.
Chipotle chocolate. That's actually legitimately quite spicy. But we also make, of course, you know, plenty of flavors that are a bit more straight down the middle and not alienating. Birch beer, vanilla bean, chocolate salt malt, vanilla cardamom cream, salty strawberry, things like that. Then we also, about 40% of our menu is totally vegan. It's non-dairy. It's made with a coconut cream base. But it looks, tastes, and feels like, quote unquote, real ice cream as much as any non-dairy ice cream I've ever had. So I think that really sets us apart as well. I would like to also think, have a pretty distinctive and kind of notable brand, the way we approach ice cream and the way our stores look and feel is kind of an immersive, unique environment.
All right, so before we go to the actual physical store, In the beginning, you were taking your ice cream around on a tricycle.
Yes.
Made by an artist.
Indeed.
For the sole purpose of you guys to take your ice cream places?
Yes. So we started in 2011 on a single ice cream tricycle that was built by my old friend Jordan Griska, who's a sculptor. I'm going to see him tonight for the first time in many years. We started that year really just bringing the trikes out. We had day jobs at that point, and we were bringing it out on nights and weekends to concerts and block parties and community art festivals. And it was a bit of a renegade kind of pop-up where we would show up in unexpected places where there were lots of folks and be serving this pretty unusual ice cream.
So would you have a freezer on the back of the tricycle?
The way the trike is built, there's a cold plate freezer in the front.
So in the front. Okay.
In between two wheels, yeah. And so we actually still have that tricycle as well as three more.
Right, so four total.
That we use, we have a small fleet of four custom-built ice cream trikes that we use primarily at this point, not so much for vending at those types of events anymore, but we do loads and loads of private catering. So we do weddings and corporate events.
And then the trike would be cool.
And then the trike is this kind of great novelty photo op thing that we actually had a really busy year with the tricycles this year. So it is a really fun addition to events, you know.
And at the time that you were first starting out, you guys, it was homemade ice cream. How much would you make in preparation for, let's just say you would go to a concert, I know at the Unitarian Church, because I live near there.
Okay.
Yeah. So how much ice cream would you make for a particular night?
In 2011, I started this with two friends. At the time, none of us had any prior experience in food or in business whatsoever. We were coming from the kind of the music and art worlds. I spent the majority of my life studying music and playing drums, and that was really, other than ice cream
and traveling with bands,
exactly. Yeah. Other than ice cream, that is the entirety of my professional experience. And so when we started, it was really kind of, I always referred to it as a tedious hobby. We just spent a ton of time on it because it was fun, and we had very, very minimal equipment. We had the kind of the bare minimum of commercial ice cream equipment. And so we would spend, you know, a week producing ice cream and then go out to an event on a, you know, Saturday night or something and sell all of it in 2 or 3 hours, which of course at first was extremely exciting and kind of gratifying, but after a while it really became pretty frustrating, and it's one of those, you know, good problems everybody always says, but that gets old pretty quick. So I mean, I as far as quantity, I can't quite remember, but yeah, say we would go out with maybe 12 or 15 gallons of ice cream or something, we would really fly through it and we would run out.
Pete, do you remember what the first weird flavor was?
Definitely. Earl Grey Sriracha has been kind of our flagship oddball flavor since time immemorial. That was the one that I personally actually came up with, that one at home in the middle of the night in my kitchen on like a, you know, a cuisine art at home, you know, ice cream maker. And I made it sort of as a self prank, just because I thought it would be a funny, strange flavor. And I woke up in the morning and was like absolutely stunned at how delicious it was. And it was kind of that moment for me anyway, where I was like, wow, maybe we should start an ice cream
company.
Maybe
we're on to this.
Yeah.
The other one that catches my eye, and I'd be curious if my kids would like it. They love pizza and they love ice cream, but would they like pizza flavored ice cream?
Best of both worlds. So that one, to jump ahead just a little bit, in 2000.
Oh, when
I guess
you
this
moved?
Was also 2011, but we had the opportunity to
Pizza Brain,
yes,
right,
to team up with a friend's burgeoning ice pizza company, which was called Pizza Brain, which we now, since 2012, we've kind of shared a space with, mm-hmm, on Frankfurt Avenue in Fishtown. In addition to being a pizza restaurant, they are the world's first and only pizza memorabilia museum.
I know. I got to take my kids there.
A hilarious distinction. But it's really actually pretty impressive. There are over, I think, 4,000
items,
yeah,
or
pizza
things.
Pizza ephemera. And so in 2011, at one point, the Guinness Book of World Records came out to adjudicate and eventually induct this collection into the Guinness Book of World Records. I think it's called the largest private collection of pizza related items in the world. And so when the judge came, just kind of for that one special day, we just had this kind of absurd street fair in Fishtown, and we like had a red carpet and kind of dedicated this whole empty storefront into an art gallery for the day. And that day we made pizza ice cream, Hawaiian pizza ice cream, Guinness ice cream, and anchovy ice cream, just kind of as a gag. And the pizza ice cream really stuck, and it ended up kind of taking on a life of its own and had this whole kind of viral
life to itself.
I mean, yeah, it's odd. That was in 2011, and really probably every other year it just kind of gets picked up again on the internet, and you know, BuzzFeed and all those kinds of folks are making videos about it, and it you know, flares up on the internet as this point of interest. So we primarily have that flavor available at just our Fishtown location.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the context helps, I think.
Sure.
But we occasionally bring it out elsewhere. And I will say that it is definitely bizarre, but it really tastes like pizza. And it has a bit of a cult following. There are people that genuinely love it and come and seek it out.
Sit tight. I take a commercial break, but when I come back, I want to talk about how you've extended your product down 95, and also the YouTube video that this is a special time, because that
we're
was
nice people.
Crazy. You're listening to Lifestyles, and we are talking to Pete Angevine, co-founder and CEO of Little Babies Ice Cream.
Music, music, now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Be a part of exciting college football action with Temple Owls football at Lincoln Financial Field. Don't miss the pageantry of big-time college football as the Owls battle teams from the American Athletic Conference. Enjoy the marching band, spirit squad, great in-game promotions, and more. Kids' tickets on game day are only $10. Temple football at Lincoln Financial Field is affordable family fun. For tickets, call 215-204-TIXX or visit owlsticks.com today.
Wow, this is really different. There's a Philadelphia business called WIMS, WIMS for Rent, that creates and does really unusual business special events and promotions. If you're involved in a trade show, business meeting, sales campaign, grand opening, or open house, call WIMS for Rent. If you're having a company dinner, a charity gala, or fundraiser and need a theme, call WIMS. WIMS has stars and stunts, gadgets and gimmicks from hundreds of available sources, entertainers and celebrities. Add flair to your business needs. WIMS for Rent, the Philadelphia special events company for business and groups. At WIMS, imagination works overtime. Challenge us. Call WIMS for Rent.
For more information, contact WIMS for Rent at 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004, 29 Bala Avenue, Bala Cynwyd, PA 19004. Or call WIMS for Rent at 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063 for WIMS for Rent.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work, as do I.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We are talking with Pete Angevine, co-founder and CEO of Little Baby's Ice Cream. So when I went to commercial break, I wanted to talk about your expansion because you now, once a week, are down in a pop-up, is that fair to say, in Union?
In Union Market in Washington,
D.C. In Washington, D.C.
Yep.
And I'm fascinated because that came about because you partner up with Trickling
Springs Creamery.
Right. Yep. Correct. So just explain that partnership and then how you got to D.C.
Yeah, sure. So we've worked with Trickling Springs Creamery for almost the entirety of our business. We started in 2012. I believe they are a dairy that is based in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, so kind of south central PA.
Grass-fed.
It's all grass-fed, dairy, you know, high butter fat, real ingredients. They have a really beautiful product and work with a whole slew of family-owned farms in that Chambersburg area. They have a pretty amazing program that is incredibly high quality and not filled with any of the kind of gunk that you find in a lot of the conventional dairy world. They are conservative Mennonite dairymen, and so they operate a stall for their own brand in Union Market in Washington, D.C., which is a very popular kind of bustling food hall. But as they're Mennonite, they do not do business on Sundays. We are heathens, and we do. And so a couple of years ago, I was down there. My sister lives in the area, and so I was down there, and I went there with my sister and her family, and I noticed that it was a Sunday. There were thousands and thousands of people in and out of the market all day. There was an ice cream shop there with the lights off, and everybody was sad about that. And so I we worked out an arrangement with our friends at Trickling Springs to allow us to basically every Sunday we're putting our ice cream in their freezers. We're kind of throwing our signs up, putting some curtains over the display cases, and it's a little baby's ice cream one day a week.
So it's good for you and good for them.
And it's good for the market, and it's good for the people at the market. Yeah, it really is a win-win-win-win. And so that was the first swipe at our expansion beyond Philadelphia.
And then you went to Baltimore after that, but also because of a relationship, correct?
Yeah. So and we opened at a food hall in Baltimore called Our House at the very end of 2016. And initially when we opened there, we had partnered with a local baker down there who has since kind of shifted gears and moved on. So it's just a little baby's ice cream stall at this food hall down there. And it's actually one of our most kind of successful locations at this point. So that's great. And then starting about 2 years ago, but really starting in earnest earlier this spring of 2018, we have been distributing pints of our ice cream throughout the Mid-Atlantic. So right now we're at every Whole Foods in the Mid-Atlantic, from Princeton to Cleveland to Newport News, Virginia, and really everywhere in between. And so those retail locations in Baltimore and DC are you know, really helpful with kind of our brand awareness for those regions and kind of just expanding our reach. We've also expanded quite a bit in Philadelphia over
You're in
the
West
years.
Philly now too, right?
Yep. We opened a shop in the Cedar Park neighborhood of Philadelphia, so right off of 49th and Baltimore in 2013. And then this year, 2018, has been a very, very busy year in Little Babyland. We opened on campus at the University of Pennsylvania in the Franklin's Table Food Hall in March, I believe. And then just last month, in the beginning of September, we opened right downtown in Center City, Philadelphia at the East Market development. So it's right off at 12th and Market. And then last weekend, we opened in a converted trolley car at the Cherry Street Pier, which is a brand new public space kind of right beside the Ben Franklin Bridge. We've been operating there about 5 days so far, but it's been really, really wonderful so far.
Pete, do you personally go out to look at what would be successful real estate places to be operating out of?
Yes, that's part of my role. I kind of spend a lot of time.
Because those are unique places and opportunities.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, all of those, save for Cherry Street, really were in the works for a long time before they really came into being. You know, for instance, the East Market location that we opened last month, that is a massive brand new development that, you know, it's like $1 billion or something they're spending to build these two gigantic towers. It's like a more than a full city block, and we have all of 450 square feet of it. You know, so we are a tiny, tiny, tiny little piece of a very big puzzle. And they've been working on that for, I'm sure, a decade or something. Little plug, the grand opening ribbon cutting is on November 1st for that development. But we had been working on that for close to 2.5 years or something to open up in just 450 feet. So a lot of these things are pretty long-term planning projects, you know.
So when you first went into Fishtown, this YouTube video that I mentioned also, This is a special time. Somebody, you got to go to look at it, because just to speak about it doesn't do it justice. But it's a person who's covered in ice cream, basically, but their eyes are visible and they are eating the ice cream off of the top of their head. Is that fair? Am I doing a decent job?
That's basically what it is. Yeah, that video came out on August 3rd, 2012, it came out on the day that we opened our first shop. I made it with my friend from high school, Doug Garth Williams, and my roommate, John Gez, made the music. My old pal, Matthias Bossi, did the narration, and I kind of just helped produce it and put it together. And it was never intended to really be a commercial, per se. It was really just...
It didn't
just,
even have your logo on it.
It was... I think the logo just appears at the very end, but
it
this
does.
Was
You're
like
right.
so early on in our company in development that, like, we had barely come up with a logo at this point. You know, it was really, as I said, my background is in, like, music and art, and this just seemed like a kind of a fun short piece of video art that I figured maybe 100 goofy friends would see and chuckle, and that'd be the end of it. But somehow now I lost track, but it's got something like 15 million views.
And, yes, I'm one of them.
And it still comes up almost every single day, and this is a six-year-old video, which is remarkable to me, and I can't explain it at all. Most things on YouTube are famous for, you know, 40 seconds. It's a flash in the pan and then disappears forever. But this, for whatever reason, has staying power.
Yeah, staying power. Sit tight. We take another commercial break. We are talking with Pete Angevine of Little Babies Ice Cream, which you can check out at littlebabiesicecream.com.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Discover Hamilton, The Constitutional Clashes That Shaped a Nation. The National Constitution Center's compelling new exhibit, which explores Hamilton's fraught relationships with James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Aaron Burr, examining the personalities and constitutional debates that shaped America. The exhibit provides an intimate look into Alexander Hamilton's enduring role in the constitutional and political argument that continues to create sparks to this day. Open now through December 31st, 2018. For tickets, visit constitutioncenter.org or call 215-409-6700.
To enjoy your meals, to enjoy your days, your dental situation is pertinent. The enjoyable taste, the nutritional values, your overall health often has its roots among your teeth and gums. And that's where the professionals at the Center City Dental Offices of Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences could be important to you. Richard Wilson, DMD, PC Dental Arts and Sciences, is recognized for its up-to-date dental procedures, restoration of dental problems, cosmetic benefits, tooth whitening, dental implants, plus all the little things like checkups, cleanings, and especially your comfort during procedures. Contact Dr. Richard Wilson at 215-765-5281 or log on to their website at www.smilephiladelphian.com. That's www.smilephiladelphian.com. Their offices are located at 2401 Pennsylvania Avenue in Center City. And again, the phone number, 215-765-5281.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I am Dee Lynam, chatting with our friend Pete Angevine, the co-founder and CEO of Little Baby's Ice Cream, which, by the way, the name has no true significance. It just sounds good.
Just sounds good. Doesn't mean anything.
I know. Isn't that great? I love that.
Not everything's got to mean something.
No. All right. Two things. I want you to tell people where they can see these many cool flavors. So what the website is.
Sure. It's littlebabiesicecream.com. And so that's littlebabys.
And if you go to the website, does it list the various locations?
Yep. Yep. It does. All of our locations should be on there. We have a big flavor archive with, like, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of flavors that we've made over the years with little descriptions for all of them.
Sure.
Can tell you where to find our pints, et cetera. Give a little backstory. It's all on there.
And Fishtown was the original, correct?
That's correct. Yep.
And you're still in there with Pizza Brain?
Yep. 2311 Frankfurt Avenue. Got every it. Day. I live and work down the street, so I know it's there.
Awesome. Well, continued success.
Thank you.
A really cool product. And is there a tricycle that you can see at the Fishtown one, or that has to be
The trikes live elsewhere, they are still out and about all the time. We will be out at two weddings, I believe, this weekend. So
nice.
Yeah, they
all
are
right.
On the road.
Excellent. Pete, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Lifestyles. And I remind you that our sponsor for today's show, American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Until next time, I am Dee Lynam. Have a great day.